Welcome in to the 11th annual Time Capsule Podcast from Bleck and Abdallah. I'm Chris Bleck with Adam Abdallah. You can follow us on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah and at Chris Bleck. We are here to review the year 2019. Each year, we get together at the end of the year and we select items to put in a Time Capsule Podcast that will live on forever, Abdallah.
Yeah, if it's on the internet, it's out there forever, right?
Yes, yeah,
and
right.
So we've done, like you said, 11 years. I thought this was 10 years, but that was last year. I legit thought all day, I'm like, oh man, we've been doing this for 10 years.
Nope.
11. So we've put in everything from, we've been doing this so long that we at one point put Snooki in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know how long we've been doing this. Basically, we've been doing this, if your child or you're listening to this and you're 11, we've been doing this your entire life. It's a weird way to think about it.
That's how you would do it. I guess to follow up on your Snooki comment, it's come full circle because MTV was on in my house the other day, and like the Jersey Shore is back.
Oh, it's back.
Snooki's back. Somehow she crawled out of the time capsule that we buried, this audio podcast that we buried years ago.
That's just a hologram on MTV.
Oh, okay.
The real one's in the time capsule.
Got it.
That's just a hologram.
So this
there.
Is just some Star Wars nonsense where they're bringing characters back because they just need a refreshened storyline.
No spoilers. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, Palpatine. All right, Chris Bleck and Adam Abdallah. So this is what we do. We select items to put into the Time Capsule Podcast. So it's not like just saying, well, the Bears had a bad year this
year. We're putting the Bears in there.
We put something in. I think last year we selected Matt Nagy's visor put into the Time Capsule for 2018. What should we put in? Because my notes, I just put down the way to sum up the Chicago Bears in 2019 is that Mitch Trubisky and Matt Nagy, they struggled. So what is something that would identify with both of these two individuals struggling in 2019?
I think we need to take it back even further because the beginning of 2019 was the end of last season.
Well,
I count
that to last football season.
No. Because we didn't get to put anything.
You want to put a little parky in there?
No, I don't want to put a parky in there. And this is very personal to you and I because you and I were at that game, but there were three Eagles fans sitting in front of us, and they stood up right before he kicked it, and they go, we got this.
Yeah.
He is going to miss this kick. They swore a lot more because they're from Philly. But they basically like, we got this. They were celebrating knowing that it was going to come down to Cody Parkey. Even though he made the first one, they knew. They're like, oh, well, now he's going to. There's no way he's making two in a row.
Yep.
So I want to put those three Eagles fans into the time capsule.
How are you going to track these three down?
I'll find them. Don't worry about that.
All right. So that's what you think is going to sum up the Bears season in 2019?
No. You have to. If we're talking about what happened this year, that happened this year. So that is the end of the 2018-2019 season, and now this is the 2019-2020 season. This is different.
The other thing I would look at in thinking back to this Bears season was there's a lot of chirping from a team that's never accomplished anything.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of chirping locally from this Bears team to the fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, you can't boo us, you're not a real fan. All this stuff, even Waddle and Sylvie were challenged on the air by a Chicago Bear, Akeem Hicks, mm-hmm. that they were not supportive of the team when that's not their job in the first place. There was something in the air this year of arrogance from this Bears team where they thought they deserved the right to tell people how to be fans. Eddie Jackson, Tariq Cohen, Mitch Trubisky didn't tell fans not to boo, but it seemed like it really bothered him. There was something about this team. And the fact that they underperformed by so much, to me, is so disappointing because this team was terrible, and then they're also telling fans how to be fans. Guess what? We've all been here. We'll all be here when you're gone. That's just how it is. And I think that sums up this team more than anything this year, is that they were arrogant, they were cocky, they thought they arrived, they lost in that wild card game, and they clearly are not a playoff team this year. So like, what is something that describes arrogance and kind of something that we could put into this capsule?
I have a couple ideas. All right, I wrote these ideas down. I have a couple ideas. The first one, could we put in a tape of the Colts game.
That might be the pinnacle of arrogance.
Have you watched the Colts game?
Yeah, when Matt Nagy was telling individuals in the media that they should go back and watch the Colts
game. Did you watch the Colts game?
I think that's fair.
Let's
do that.
Well, okay, hold on. Let me give you the rest of them, because this kind of goes through the arrogant times, right? Then we could put in a TV that is unplugged for Trubisky going around and turning TVs off at Halas. Not as strong as the Colts tape, but still up there, because it signifies Trubisky, you know, his fragility. The other one is, since last year we put in Nagy's hat or visor, I think we could also put in Trubisky's white Bears hat that he pulled down really low once he became serious Trubisky, and he got all emo on everyone, and he only was using one-word answers, and I don't want to be here anyway. I don't want to be here doing my appearances that I have to do, and doing that. And that's to me when you got evil Trubisky, whatever you want to use. It's not really evil Trubisky, because he would have had a goatee if that was the case, as that signifies an evil person versus a non-evil person. It's how it happens,
like,
in TV.
Like Michael Scott?
Yeah, it happens. Evil Michael Scott and regular Michael Scott, he's got a goatee. Evil Abed and regular Abed, he's got a goatee. But the low hat was the point for me. But that's more inside, because we watched the press conferences. But I think the Colts tape, I think everyone knows about the Colts game. Did you watch the Colts game? Have you seen the Colts game?
So let's put the tape of the Colts game and or a very inaccurate pass from Trubisky in there.
Oh, I mean,
can we fit in a pass that's off by so much?
Well, how about this?
Do we have space for how bad of a football thrower?
How about this? So when they excavate this time capsule, right?
Footballs are just flying out?
No. I think we don't put the football in the time capsule, but we put it like 3 yards away. Like, so when they're digging, they're like, oh, a time capsule. And then 3 yards away, someone's like, I've got something else over here.
What's this? Look at this. Because for some reason in the distant future, they have old-timey voices as well. What's this?
The next decade is the Roaring Twenties, Chris. So
that's true.
I'm gonna get that going. I started it yesterday. I'm getting that going. Anyway, they've got the little Jurassic Park brushes, and they're brushing off a football. This is a horribly overthrow. Why did they get this in? And then they watch the tape, and they're like, "Oh, that's why." Because Trubisky was overthrowing people left and right. All right, so Colts tape, and then a football like 3 yards away from the actual time capsule.
It's amazing. All right, what's next?
Local or not? Like, are we just going all over the place?
Yeah, I don't care. What do you mean local, national? Just give me something.
I mean, this is local, the national. What's wrong with you? I don't know. I don't know if we're sticking to Chicago sports or we're going all over the place. I want to do something for the Cubs and local, David national. Ross and for
no. See, okay, take it back.
Yeah.
You can't. It's not David Ross. You have to put in a wine glass for Joe Madden last year.
So that's what I was going to say. Something for David Ross, the transition from Joe Madden to David Ross. Whether it's one of those try not to suck or T-shirts or whatever it is, or a little glasses, or maybe a menu from Madden's restaurants, or an empty wine glass, or maybe a bottle for him.
Here's the thing: all the sayings and the T-shirts, they went away this year.
Yeah.
So like.
Well, he had those stupid Picasso paintings.
Well, I mean, like, it's just that's what sucks about it is, like, Joe Madden's last year wasn't even a Joe Madden year.
No, because everybody kind of knew.
Everyone knew, and it's listen, I still think he's a better manager than what you would bring in anyway.
Yeah,
so.
I agree.
All right, so I'm putting a wine glass in.
Okay.
Empty wine glass, because he is no longer here.
Okay. Can we put in to the other side of town? Can we put in a bat flip for Tim Anderson's bat flip to kind of signify the change? That's not the moment, you know, but I feel like that's kind of the hey, we're here. The White Sox are kind of, this is the we're turning the corner. I'm not saying that the moment that he flipped the bat is when they changed it, but that kind of like signifies the South Side swag. And how they're, you know, and everything that they did this offseason and signing everybody and like kind of everybody being like, oh, well, this is going to be a team next year. So I mean, I'm sure they're not done signing people, but whatever. I think the Tim Anderson bat flip, like, he kind of is embodies. He's their Javi Baez. He's got all the swag. He's that team kind of embodies his view on baseball. And I think that that's what we should put in, a Tim Anderson bat flip. They're actually going to have a bat flip bobblehead, I think. So maybe we could just put that in.
Will it have like a little trigger like that you can
flip a bat off? Maybe the bat spins?
It'd be cool if you could put like a coin on it and it would shoot the coin.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, my mother-in-law got me a dog treat shooter for Christmas.
That's awesome.
You put little treats in it and it shoots them.
It's like a
handheld Nerf gun looking thing, and it shoots dog treats.
For Gus? That's great.
Yeah. You could just throw them, but... Thank you. The first thing in my head was, who needs a little gun to throw treats? Why can't I use my arm? But then I was like, but this is a gift, so this is nice.
Do you have to have specific treats?
They look like, as long as they're not, if they're small, like little...
They were.
They kind of look like kibble.
Yeah, treats, yeah.
Which are not really treats. That's just food.
It's just food, yeah.
But a treat is food, so...
Yeah.
Like, you don't call ice cream treats.
No. But
you
my
don't call
dog,
cookie treats.
If my dog, if like,
you just
if
call
I'm,
food.
If I'm refilling like our Tupperware thing that we put dog food in for our dog, and a couple like spill out, my dog acts like it's a treat. Like, she loves it.
Well, sometimes I allow Gus, my golden doodle, he had treats for dinner last night.
Is that the human equivalent of Brenner? I'm having breakfast for dinner.
Well, we come in from the dog park, and I was too lazy to get the big bag of food out of the closet.
Yeah.
And I had the treat bag there, so I just gave them like three extra treats.
It's not like it's bad for them.
Well,
they're like
long bacon strip thing. They're these jerky things.
Okay. That's different.
So like he had three of
but
them.
It's
I
not
was
like giving,
right,
it's not like giving a kid
that's your dinner.
It's not like giving a kid ice cream for dinner and be like, there you go, there's your nutrition, kid.
I treated it like it was.
I know you did.
I really got him hyped up over it.
It's all right.
Okay, I don't know if we should put anything relating to the Chicago Bulls in, because the only thing I wrote down was, if I look back on this year, it's just Jim Boylan's nonsense.
Can we put those like, crappy city jerseys in there?
Oh my god,
just to get rid
so
of them.
Bad.
Doesn't that like even the Bulls jersey is so iconic and so cool, they even found a way to screw that up. Like that's, I feel like we should put in the Bulls city jersey.
Well,
it's so bad. And like everyone's in the league is pretty bad, except for Miami's, but the Bulls City one last year's was good. Last year's with the stars, that was a good jersey.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. This is just one man's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I love this city. Grown up here, I've lived here my entire life.
Hot take, Chris loves Chicago.
Well, I need to preference this ahead of time because this is going to be a negative thought about our city. Isn't the color of the blue that's on the flag and then thus on these Bulls city jerseys, isn't that like one of the absolute worst colors? And when you pair it with the red, that's the worst color combo I've ever seen.
See, I disagree with you.
It's such a bad looking blue. Blue is such a beautiful color, yet the color that we use to define our city, you don't want a jersey. You don't want to drape that all over yourself.
See, I think last year's city jersey is the black with the, it looked like the flag across it because it had
two
blue stripes.
The blue stripes are muted. They are accents to that uniform. Yeah.
But having blue jersey.
Right. That's
gross.
Terrible.
Like, you want city jersey? You know what they should have done for the city jerseys? Just have the pinstripes be the city jerseys. Don't do the throwback. Don't make those throw. Make those the city jerseys.
Well, I mean, the Bulls have had cool uniforms throughout their history. Mm-hmm. So like, why not make the black ones with the script Chicago, like when Jordan was a rookie?
Yeah.
And then have the pinstripes from the 90s be the city jerseys.
Ugh.
Like that, like it's, no other team in professional sports has a jersey with that color blue, and it looks terrible.
One of my favorite sweatshirts that I have is a gray sweatshirt with the Chicago script on it. It's so good. I love that. I love that Chicago script.
You need small doses.
Yeah.
You can't have that be the entire color.
It's so much blue. It's so much blue.
All right, we'll get to a couple other things. I want to put this in because we got to just make sure it's there. Can I put in a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yeah, of course.
Can I drop that in there?
Of course. Just make sure it's wrapped well. Put it in like Tupperware so it lasts.
Because I think if you look back on the year 2019, The Popeye's chicken sandwich may have been more impactful than some of these sports items that we are putting into this time capsule.
If you put a little, could you put a little knife in it to signify all the fights?
No, I don't want to fight. In the future, I want peace and love.
Fought so, and then, like, I got it, and I was like,
Did you swim in the mayonnaise that came with it?
But see, that's the problem with the sandwich, is the spiciness comes from the mayo. And if you don't know that and you order a without mayo, you're just getting a chicken sandwich.
What's wrong with a chicken sandwich?
Nothing. But if you want the spicy chicken sandwich, like if you go to Chick-fil-A, the spicy chicken sandwich, the spice is in the chicken. It is in the chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you go to Wendy's, the spice in the chicken.
Yes, right.
If you go to Popeye's, it's the mayo. It's a spicy mayo sandwich. It's not a spicy chicken sandwich. It's a spicy mayo sandwich with chicken on it.
So just so it lasts longer, should we, instead of putting the sandwich in, should we just put a tub of the spicy mayonnaise in?
No. Just, like, vacuum seal it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
All right, what else do you have there?
We got to put something in for Tiger Woods win the Masters. I'm trying to think of what we can put in. You know what we should put in? We should put in his little collarless shirt. Didn't he do the collarless red shirt?
Yes.
Bringing that back with the buttons. You remember those in the 90s? The full button-up without the collar? Everybody looked like they were trying to be a priest.
Yeah, and like 3 years ago, that was the uniform for Manchester United.
Yeah, it was gross.
Yeah, I know.
It's still gross.
Those jerseys were, the kits were terrible. Yes.
It was bad. It was still bad.
We need to put in a little statue of Megan Rapinoe after scoring a goal in the World Cup as the women's national team wins the World Cup. And they are the only national team, as far as soccer goes, that's important in this country because mm-hmm. the men's team is such garbage mm-hmm. and trash. And Megan Rapinoe was incredible last year. So we've got to put like a little statue of her doing her pose after scoring a goal.
And the statue has to have, it can be a bronze statue, purple hair.
That would be awesome.
Bronze or whatever color statue you want. It can be that like dark color that they do a lot of statues out of and do that purple hair. It has to have, you have to have the light purple hair because that was awesome. And I almost thought of putting, like, if you could put a bobblehead in of how many goals, didn't they score like 11 goals or something? And the one where she slid and just was doing the kick on the ground. Yeah. That should be this. I know the pose is cool, but like the kick was just the biggest F you. It was great. I loved it. Okay, so we've got that. Let's see. We got to put in. And now they're not available for sale. You have to pre-order them now. We got to put in a little Baby Yoda. Little Baby Yoda.
Yeah, I mean, a late arrival to the year.
But people are very into it. 2019 is 2019,
man. I know, yeah.
What do you mean? Whoa.
Well, I mean, okay, but if we're going to do Star Wars, shouldn't it be something from the movie that came out this year?
Yeah, but people know the movie. This is different.
The last movie.
This is Baby Yoda. This is, no, whatever. Oh, the last movie until they make three more.
The last of this storyline, the Skywalker storyline.
Baby Yoda, more traction than this Star Wars movie.
Do you want me to ruin it? Because I can ruin it right now.
Don't ruin it. Don't ruin
it.
Don't do it.
Don't turn the podcast off because I mean this is a bit.
Stop it.
Are you talking to them or me?
Both. Don't stop it. Don't stop the podcast. And you stop.
Well, it's the end of the Skywalker storyline.
Yeah, I get it. Shut up.
Except
talk about Baby Yoda. Talk about Baby Yoda.
I haven't seen Baby Yoda
yet. Oh, Baby Yoda is awesome. I didn't think I was like, this is all hype. This is all hype. This is like a supreme drop. All hype kids.
Explain it. How is it a baby? He was old.
No, this is a Baby Yoda.
His baby?
It's not actually a Yoda because I believe Yoda was his. I'm not in depth into Star Wars like this. So I think that Yoda was this creature's name and this is just a Baby Yoda because we don't know. Like, I don't know if this is a Yoda, but the point is, like, when the thing starts,
I thought Yoda was like Adam or Chris. It was his first name.
So do I,
but
I don't know what the species is called. Yes. So the guy goes,
they're called gremlins,
whatever. The Mandalorian goes and he goes, I need the info about my next bounty. And the guy goes, I only have its age and its location, its last location. You should be able to figure that out. You're a good bounty hunter. And he goes, okay. And he goes, it's 50 years old. And he goes, okay. And then he goes and he's like, I thought it was 50 years old and it's a baby, because Yoda's like 965 years old or something like that. So this Yoda is 50 years old, but it's still a baby.
You just ruined the plot of The Mandalorian for me.
I ruined the first 20 minutes of The Mandalorian.
And you will not let me talk about
it. It is a 9 or 10 hour show. I ruined the first 30 minutes for you. It's the premise. You know there's a baby Yoda. You know there's a Mandalorian. I ruined nothing. Nothing.
Fine. We will put a baby Yoda in, even though you're ruining it for everyone, and you will not let me talk about The Rise of Skywalker.
I will not. Absolutely not.
That storyline is over.
Shut up.
Yeah, for some reason.
Shut up. Your turn.
You should just bleep out what I'm going to say.
Don't say anything.
It's okay. It's an okay movie. Seemed much better this year. Can we find something to put in for the end of Game of Thrones and the end of The Avengers?
I was just thinking about that. What if we have Thanos? That's his name?
Yeah, with the glove?
Yeah, what if we have Thanos?
The bejeweled glove?
What if we put the bejeweled glove on a dragon and put that in? Because I don't watch Game of Thrones, and I don't watch Avengers movies, so those are the only two things I know from it. There's dragons, and the other one has a glove that has jewels on it. But I understand the concept of collecting the jewels and putting them on it, because I get memes.
That's actually the only way I consume pop culture nowadays.
Is memes?
Is I don't watch things, I just meme.
That should be a rap song.
And GIF.
Meme and GIF?
Meme and GIF.
Okay, so that's going in. I don't know what to put in for this. I want to put in, like, he wore a lot of bedazzled cowboy hats. I want to put in a bedazzled. We have to put something in for Old Town Road.
Yeah.
You and I always do a Song of the Summer podcast with Adam Amin.
Yeah.
We didn't even do it because there was no competition. It was Old Town Road. Everyone agreed it was Old Town Road. The entire country agreed it was Old Town Road. It was the song of the summer. It's the song of the year. It might be the song of the decade. I don't know. It's had the most streams ever. And he remixed it with everybody else. And him crossing over and doing country and rap and whatever. Like,
I like how you hide the fact that we were just too busy to do that podcast. You mask it with this idea that it was
you
just
don't have to say that.
So we obvious.
We just have to say it. Okay, so I think we put something in for Old Town Road, whether it's a movie of all of like every grade school kid going absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it hits all ages.
Every age.
So can we put him in? Is he going to have more jams?
Oh, he's got another jam.
You sure?
Yeah, this one's the new one's a banger.
Okay, all right, then let's put a little hat.
A little cowboy hat. Bedazzled. It's got to be bedazzled. He's got swag.
All right, I've got two more things on my list.
Okay.
Before we wrap up here quickly, I don't know if we need to put anything in, but a tip of the bedazzled cowboy hat to Kawhi Leonard and the Toronto Raptors.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be one of those that's going to stick out in NBA history where we look back and we're going to say, wait, the Raptors won a title? Oh, yeah, it's because Kawhi went there for 1 year and then kicked everyone's butt and won a title. So shout out to the Toronto Raptors. I don't know if we need to put anything in. Maybe we put in that gigantic championship ring they gifted to Celine Dion. Did you see that?
It was awesome, yeah.
It's like the size of my head. It wasn't real, but
either that or we put in that picture of Drake where he's like really drunk and like, because Drake having a championship is just, I didn't think Drake could have more confidence in himself. And having a championship, like, because he thought it was his championship.
Well, and that's what's so funny about it is they used him for the parade to be the MC.
Yeah.
And you could see the players, like, I think some players thought it was really cool, and some were like, this guy is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
And, like, you watch the whole thing, and Drake's, like, trying to hype up the fans, and it's, like, some of it totally missed.
Well, like, I like Drake, so I don't, listen, Drake with Gravitas is awesome because He's better. He's a better rapper when he's angry at someone or when he's like, I've got so much money and cars and championships. I don't like when he sings and when he's depressed because about girls. I leave my emo stuff to Taking Back Sunday and Blink-182. So with him, I like him having, like, when he did Trophies and when he did Money in the Grave, like, that. I like that Drake. I'm about it.
All right, and the last thing that I have is the only other pop culture thing that I kind of noted from the last year was a movie that had a lot of conversation. I think a lot of people think it's amazing. I think it was okay. Mm-hmm. The Joker,
yep,
with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yep.
There was so much build up to it and so much conversation about it. I liked it. I'm not of the camp to say that that's the best movie I saw all year. Mm-hmm. I think Tarantino gave us that with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I thought that was awesome.
I watched it again on Christmas. That's such a good movie.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is such a good movie.
Everything about it works.
And I haven't rewatched Joker yet. I will. But rewatching that movie, like, I was looking forward to parts. I was like, oh, here comes this part.
Yeah.
And here comes. And the scene at the end is so much better the second time you watch it. Like, Brad Pitt's performance after he's on acid,
yeah,
and they come to the house. I'm not spoiling anything. You haven't seen it by now. Let's see it. It's awesome. It's so good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I liked Parasite better than The Joker.
Haven't seen it. Don't shut up about that.
That's
one too.
Well, there's I can't spoil it because the entire thing is a spoil because
yeah.
I saw the trailer before I saw Parasite and I didn't know what was happening until I started watching the movie and it's awesome. So there's you can't spoil it because the entire thing is a spoiler, which is awesome. But so what should we put in? Should we put in this is what I want to put in for the Joker, because this is the corniest part of this movie is the iconic scene that's being gift and memed all over social media since the trailer came out, was Joaquin Phoenix in full Joker gear going down the steps. Now, there's a couple of things about this that is so corny. One, if you look it up on Google Maps, those steps are now signified on Google Maps as a destination point for tourists.
Oh, and if you know anything about that area of New York,
you don't want to do that.
Don't go there.
And
you'll
so
get
that,
mugged and stabbed.
That's hilarious because I've also seen news reports talking about people who are going there as tourists to see the steps that the Joker comes down in the movie, and people are getting mugged or people it's not a tourist destination. And number two, he plays the Bulls song, the Rockin' Jock song.
Right?
We should put a Jock Jams tape from back in the day where that song was on, and we put that into the Time Capsule podcast.
Yeah, that was going to be my last one, too, was also The Joker, just because I think that while Once Upon a Time in Hollywood might have been a better movie, this one was all hype because then people were taught. There was a whole conversation about with Todd Phillips and how to do comedy and how he can't do real comedies anymore and all this kind of stuff. And it was just, I don't care. I didn't care about any of that stuff. I just make your movies.
He made a good movie.
Make movies.
It's
make
a good movie.
If you want to make a movie, make a movie. If people see it, they see it. If they don't, they don't. Make your movies.
It's a good movie. It doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
It justifies someone being crazy.
It tries to say something. It actually does say something. I just don't care what it has to say. There was literally a point in the movie where I just go, oh, shut up, Todd.
Because
he was trying to get this message across of what's comedy and all this kind of thing. And it's just shut up, Todd. Shut up.
The ending doesn't quite work for me. The idea that he, at the very end when he's standing on
Now they could have a sequel.
Well, I understand that, and that's what... Oh, you know what I thought about? And we should do this at some time, but I think we should implement a rule for society.
Mm-hmm.
What if... Because I saw a trailer last night for something stupid, and it was I don't need one of those. And I feel every sequel that's created, my first thought is, I don't need that. I don't need another of that. So wouldn't it be great if Hollywood said for the next 10 years, nobody anywhere is allowed to make a sequel of anything? Wouldn't the content that would come out of that be so much greater than this cycle of nonsense that we have now?
Because, was it for Ghostbusters?
No, that actually looks kind of fun.
Really good.
Jumanji?
Jumanji?
Men in Black.
Oh.
No. Bad Boys.
Oh, same I diff. Like those.
What do you need that for?
I don't, but I just like them.
No. I think Hollywood should take a 10-year break.
It wouldn't work.
A 10-year ban, and they should come up with new ideas.
You have to add to it. No, you can't do...
Origin stories.
You can't do any remakes, you can't do any sequels, and you can't do any origin stories. All whatever. But then, this is the last thing I wanted to put in. So we can put in the steps. I want to put my favorite TV show of the year was Watchmen. Damon Lindelof on HBO. It's not a sequel. It actually is a sequel. It's basically the universe of Watchmen from the graphic novel and the movie, but like 30 years in the future, and like how that universe would work now, because all the Watchmen are basically gone except for one, and all this kind of whatever. Yeah, it's a great show. It's on HBO. It's Damon Lindelof.
Haven't
he did.
Seen it.
He. I know you haven't. He did Lost.
Well,
he did Leftovers.
You can't have conversations with anyone about TV anymore. Everyone's streaming on their own accord. Own timelines.
Listen, Mom.
What do you mean, listen, Mom?
I get it. There's too much TV.
No, there's not too much. It's just everyone's streaming on their own thing.
There's too much TV.
We're all running different races.
You couldn't stream.
We used to all run one race.
You had to stream this in real time because it was only on once a week.
We used to all run together.
Well, you could have ran together on this.
Now we're running randomly through the woods.
No.
Yes.
You could have ran together on this because it was on every Sunday. There were only new episodes on Sunday. Okay,
you're the guy here for everyone at the station, because everyone loves Seinfeld references here. You're the guy that comes running out of the woods and you have your necktie around your head and you're like, "What's going on?"
No, I'm not. A lot of people watch. Don't break the microphone.
I didn't break it. That was for special effects.
Watchmen was great. It's the best show of the year. There's not going to be a sequel to it because Damon Lindelof, they're like, what are you going to do for next season? And Lindelof was like, I'm not making another season. What are you talking about? It's awesome. Watch it. And in it, I'm going to put, I don't want to put that in. That's not, I don't think we can put that in. I'm going to put in a big blue guy. That's it.
What?
Big blue guy.
They did the same thing in the movie. You're like, who cares?
It's part of the movie. Then don't watch it. I don't care if you watch it or not. I don't care.
I would like
watch
to watch
whatever
it.
You want to watch.
I would like to watch it.
Then watch it.
I'm just telling you, I'll probably get to it in like 2021.
Okay, then don't watch. I don't care. I'm telling people that it's my favorite show of the year.
All right.
If they don't want to watch it, they don't have to watch it. If they watch it and liked it, say, Adam, I also enjoyed The Watchmen. It was a great show.
All right, so we're putting in the Colts game tape, a overthrown football 3 yards away from the time capsule, Joe Madden's wine glass that's empty, Tim Anderson's bat flip.
We forgot the three Eagles fans in front of us.
Didn't forget it. Three Eagles fans in front of us after the parkie kick. Bad Bulls City jerseys. Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
We have the collarless shirt from Tiger Woods after winning the Masters. Megan Rapinoe, a goal-scoring celebration statue with purple hair. Baby Yoda, a glove from the Avengers, but it's on a dragon for Game of Thrones. Rest in peace, Throne fans.
R.I.P.
Old Town Road, a cowboy hat that's bedazzled.
Mm-hmm.
Picture of Drake celebrating after the Raptors win the NBA championship. The steps from the Joker movie, and a big blue guy thing that Adam wanted to put in there.
If you watched it, you know what I'm talking about.
He likes that. It's the same thing in the movie.
Yeah, but it's more obvious in this one.
All right, that's the 11th annual Time Capsule Podcast for the year 2019. Thank you for listening. On behalf of Adam Abdallah, I'm Chris Bleck here on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicagoPodcasts.com.